Okay, our next presentation is Nitrogen Fertilization Programming Effects on Anthracnose Disease of Annual Bluegrass Putting Green Turf. Charles Schmid, James Murphy, and Bruce Clark, Rutgers University, and Charles Schmid will be presenting.
Thank you, Dr. Henry, for the introduction. Today I'll be presenting some of my PhD dissertation work looking at complete nitrogen programming effects on anthracnose severity. So anthracnose of turf grass is caused by a destructive fungal pathogen called Colitotrichum cereale. Pictured in the top right is a distinctive asexual fruiting body called acervuli. Susceptible hosts of the disease include annual bluegrass and several bentgrass species. However, it is most prevalent on annual bluegrass in the northeast region and Pacific Northwest region of the United States. Symptoms of the disease begin as irregular yellow patches and then coalesce to form large, generally thinned areas. As pictured in the lower right here, this is a severe infestation of the disease and can cause significant damage. Nitrogen management is important in multiple turf grass diseases. Proper nitrogen management is important to resist disease development and also recover rapidly from disease damage. Higher nitrogen rates can promote shoot growth and outgrow or avoid disease development, whereas excessive nitrogen can cause increased susceptibility to the disease. Previous work has shown that both granular and soluble nitrogen fertilization impact anthracnose severity. However, both of these factors have not been investigated together. It is unclear how granular nitrogen timing affects anthracnose severity. So the objectives of our study are to, one, evaluate the nitrogen rate effect of late and early season granular fertilization on anthracnose severity, and to, two, determine whether granular nitrogen fertilization alters or interacts with the effect of frequent low-rate soluble nitrogen fertilization during the mid-season on anthracnose. Research was conducted at Rutgers Hort Farm 2 in North Brunswick, New Jersey, on a Poa annua putting green turf walk mow daily at 3.4 millimeters. The soil type for this site was a Nixon sandy loam with a sand top dressing layer. Irrigation was applied to mimic moderately dry conditions seen on golf courses. TDR probes were used to measure soil moisture to prevent severe drought from happening or severe wilt from occurring. Sand top dressing was applied every 14 days. The growth regulator Trinex Pack Ethyl was applied at the label rate every 14 days. And pesticides that were ineffective at controlling anthracnose were used to control other pests, such as annual bluegrass weevil and other diseases such as brown patch, summer patch, and dollar spot. The experimental design for this study was a randomized complete block design with three replications. Treatments were ranged in a 2x3x4 factorial. The first factor was the primary season of granular fertilization, and this is the season in which 2/3 of our total nitrogen was applied, either in the autumn or in the spring. Our second factor was our yearly granular nitrogen rate. We went out at three rates, a low rate of 73 kilograms per hectare, a moderate rate of 146 kilograms per hectare, and a high rate of 219 kilograms per hectare. And these granular applications were put out in a split application, two in the autumn, two in the spring, and we also included a zero granular nitrogen rate for comparison. Our granular nitrogen source was IBDU. And our third factor was our yearly summer soluble nitrogen rate, and we had four rates: a zero summer soluble nitrogen, a low rate of 18 kilograms per hectare, a moderate rate of 37 kilograms per hectare, and a high rate of 73 kilograms per hectare. Our soluble nitrogen source for this study was ammonium nitrate. This table shows the treatment combinations between season of granular fertilization and granular fertilization rate. Across the top, we have our dates of granular fertilization in our first year. On the left is our season, and on our right is our total nitrogen applied. So, for example, if we had a spring granular nitrogen rate at the low rate, we would put out 1/3 of our total nitrogen in the fall and 2/3 of our total granular nitrogen in the spring. If we look at autumn, it is the opposite. We put down 2/3 of our total nitrogen in the autumn and 1/3 in the spring. Also note that all these treatment combinations are applied to all levels of our summer soluble program in this study. Anthracnose severity was obtained using the line intersect grid count method with 273 intersects. When we were going out to rate disease severity, would go out and physically look at every single intersect and determine whether there was disease or not, and from that we could calculate disease percentage. Our data was analyzed using the analysis of variance procedure of SAS, and our main effects and interaction means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD. So now we'll move on to the results of our study. First, we'll look at our percent of total variation that each main effect and interaction had on anthracnose severity. In this table, you also see asterisks that indicate significant differences in the analysis of variance. And we see that all three main effects were significant throughout both years. And we'll also see that one interaction kept popping up throughout our study, and that is our season by granular rate interaction, which we see four times in 2009 and once in 2010. So if we look at our percent variation in season, we can see that the season of granular fertilization appears to be important at the onset of the disease in the beginning of 2009 and also in the early season in 2010. If we look at our granular rate, it appears to be important towards the end of 2009 and continuing on through 2010. This could be due to the low solubility of our granular nitrogen source. And finally, if we look at our summer soluble rate factor, we can see that it appears to be the most important at the end of 2009 and the end of 2010. So now we'll look at our main effects for the study. The first one we look at is our effect of season of granular fertilization on anthracnose severity. Our graphs are set up on the y-axis. We have disease percentage from 0 to 70. And on the x-axis, our date. LSD bars above the lines indicate significant differences in treatments. And what we saw is generally that spring granular nitrogen fertilization reduced anthracnose severity compared to autumn granular fertilization on all but two dates. And this was interesting because it wasn't what we expected. And it's also contrary to recommendations that granular nitrogen fertilization should be emphasized in the autumn. And we're not saying that we should not apply granular fertilizer in the autumn, but we are saying that if you're controlling anthracnose and you're applying granular fertilizers to control it, that you should emphasize it in the spring and you get more value out of that. Here's a picture of what we were seeing. This picture was taken the 20th of July 2009 at the high granular rate with no soluble nitrogen. And you can see our autumn plots here have quite a bit of disease throughout them, whereas our spring plots remain relatively clean of disease and have uniform dark green colors. Now we'll move on to the main effect of granular nitrogen rate. These graphs are set up the same with our high rate of granular nitrogen fertilizer on the bottom here in our blue and our low rate on top here in the black. And we found that generally greater granular nitrogen rates reduced disease severity compared to lower nitrogen rates. We also found that our highest rate of 219 kilograms per hectare decreased disease by the end of the season by 21% in 2009 and 17% in 2010 compared to our low rate of 73 kilograms per hectare. And if you compare this to Dannenberger et al.'s work in 1989, they found that moderate rates of 146 kilograms per hectare reduced disease, whereas higher rates of 292 kilograms per hectare increased disease. Now, we didn't see an increase in disease from our higher rate. Their higher rate was slightly higher than ours, and they put it out a little bit differently than ours. They only used granular fertilizer, and they metered it out through the season. But this does indicate that there may be a level of nitrogen or too much nitrogen applied that can cause an increase in disease. And we've seen this in other soluble nitrogen studies that we've done previously at Rutgers. So a picture of what's going on here, we have our also taken from the 20th of July, our lower rates up here of no granular nitrogen has quite a bit of disease, very poor quality and very poor color. Our low rate still has quite a bit of disease, poor quality here. As you move up into the moderate rates to the high rates, you can see a decrease in disease here. And once you get up to the high rate here, you have a very uniform plot, very little disease and a nice dark green color. Finally, we'll look at the last factor here. This is the main effect of low-rate summer-soluble nitrogen. This graph is set up as the same. Our highest rate of 73 kilograms per hectare per year is in the green on the bottom here, with our lower rate once again in black on the top. And we saw that yearly summer-soluble nitrogen rates of 73 kilograms per hectare had the greatest reduction in disease severity compared to all other treatments. And this yearly application of 73 kilograms per hectare reduced severity by 36% in 2009 and 27% in 2010 by the end of the season. And these results are very similar to those found by Roberts et al. And Inguajardo et al., who found that their highest rate of 4.9 kilograms per hectare per week had the greatest reduction in disease severity. And if you look at their rate they use there, 4.9, that's very similar to our high rate here as far as timing and rate of application. Once again, we have pictures from the 20th of July to show you what's going on. Our low rate of no nitrogen and our low rate of 18 kilograms per hectare have quite a bit of disease. Once you move up to our moderate rate of 37 kilograms per hectare, we're reducing disease. And when you get up to this high rate of 73 kilograms per hectare, it's very clean. It has very little disease. Also has good uniformity and good color. Finally, we'll talk about the interaction that keeps popping up in our analysis. And this is a season by granular rate interaction. Across the top, we have our dates when our interaction was significant. On the left side of the table, we have our granular nitrogen rate. And we have our season across the top here. And what this interaction indicates is that granular nitrogen rates of 219 kilograms per hectare in the autumn were required to reduce disease and sometimes did not reduce disease, as we can see at the beginning here, whereas only 146 kilograms per hectare was needed in the spring to reduce disease severity. And this is important because it allows us to decrease our granular nitrogen rate while still reducing anthracnose severity. So with that, I'd like to move into some conclusions here. We saw that all of our nitrogen programming factors were important for reducing anthracnose severity. We saw that generally greater granular nitrogen and summer-soluble nitrogen rates appear to be the most effective at reducing disease severity. Granular nitrogen fertilization should be emphasized in the spring at rates of 146 to 219 kilograms per hectare. And finally, our yearly summer-soluble nitrogen rates of 73 kilograms per hectare per year are recommended for reducing anthracnose. With that, I'd like to thank these generous funding organizations for their help, my advisors, Dr. Murphy and Dr. Clark, and fellow graduate students for their support. And with that, I would be happy to entertain any questions. Yes, Dr. Sankey. Okay, good question. The question was, how do we pick our nitrogen sources? And we had kind of two requirements for selecting our nitrogen sources. One is we didn't want any other nutrients in our nitrogen sources. And two, we wanted the fertilizers with the lowest volatility possible. And that's how we picked the IBDU and our ammonium nitrate. Yes. The question is, what was the particle size of our IBDU? The particle size of our IBDU was a greens grade fertilizer, and what we did to make sure that we didn't mow off any of our fertilizer is we would apply our fertilizer, we'd individually brush each plot to make sure it worked into the canopy, we'd keep it well watered, and then we wouldn't mow it until we deemed it acceptable to mow. So we'd leave it about 5 days before we came back in with a mower. We'd also do test strips on the border to make sure we weren't picking up any fertilizer when we actually did begin mowing. And we made sure it was dry conditions when we began that mowing. Yes?
So you talked about fertilizing your way out of the anthracnose problem, but if you had a large patch situation, would it cause the disease severity to become more pronounced?
Yes. So the question is whether we are increasing our nitrogen rates might cause an increase in large patch. Increasing nitrogen will cause an increase in severity of several different diseases. However, I would assume most superintendents in our area, the Northeast specifically, would rather control other diseases such as brown patch and large patch rather than controlling anthracnose. A lot of superintendents have a very difficult time keeping anthracnose under control and eliminating it completely. So I'm sure most of them would rather control the brown patch or other diseases rather than anthracnose by increasing their nitrogen rates. So, yes?
If you had to recommend
That's a good question. The question is, if I would recommend either granular or soluble nitrogen sources, The trend we're seeing in the Northeast is a lot of superintendents are moving away from granular nitrogen, and they seem to be putting out soluble nitrogen earlier in the season. So I would say we're seeing a lot of good effects out of soluble nitrogen, and we've been looking at that quite a bit. So as long as you're getting out at high enough rates early in the spring and building up an accumulation of nitrogen before the onset of the disease, I would say that soluble nitrogen sources are okay to use, as long as you're getting a high enough rate out there early in the spring.
All right, let's thank our speaker.